and what is on it. Though I hear what the ground says, it is the Great Spirit that placed me here. The Great Spirit tells me to take care of the Indians, to feed them all right. The Great Spirit appointed the roots to feed the Indians on. The water says the same thing. The Great Spirit directs me, feed the Indians well. The ground, water, grass say the Great Spirit has given us our names. We have these names and hold these names. The ground says, the Great Spirit has placed me here to produce all that grows on me, trees and fruit. The same way the ground says, it was from me man was made. The Great Spirit, in placing men on earth, desired them to take good care of the ground and to do each other no harm. That's Young Chief at the 1855 Council. And here we are today, after months of backroom negotiations, key congressional negotiators are ready to go ahead with fast-track legislation. Apparently, President Obama, to the grief, shock, and sense of betrayal, is keen to go ahead with this. In fact, he wants to make this one of the jewels in his ill-gotten crown. The bill would prohibit Congress from amending the trade deal and would require a simple majority vote for passage, but in exchange set a variety of negotiated parameters. This is Ron Wyden and Orrin Hatch, and we'll be giving you the numbers to call to tell them to stop. The number for Ron Wyden is 202-224-5244. Get on the horn as soon as the show's over, because you're not going to want to miss anything that Kathy has to say today. We see also that researchers are reporting high levels of pesticides, flame retardants, and mercury in Pacific lampreys. Lampreys, another creature that First Nations is dependent upon. These things are sacred. These are creatures of the spirit. Food is spirit for First Nations people, and with good reason. And now, it is 5 years ago, just the other day, that the BP Deepwater Horizon exploded. And moving right along, it seems as though every week police in some corner of the country bring us a story on the killing of a black man. Last week's story was focused on the city of Baltimore, Maryland, the fatal shooting of a 25-year-old Freddie Gray. And 25 years old is heartbreaking. And in a June 6 memo, written by Enbridge Council, its attorneys explained why so-called interconnections on Line 67 can take place in advance of the U.S. State Department's issuance of something called the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement. So they're going to go ahead without the impact statement. They requested the presidential permit to authorize Enbridge to operate the border segment of Line 67, 880,000 barrels a day. There's an accident that won't wait too long to happen. And we've been reporting all morning, of course, on the Armenian genocide. Let's think, too, about the other genocides, too, because they are of equal and perhaps even closer import to us. We welcome now Kathy to the KBOO airwaves. Good morning, Kathy.
Oh, Sheikh Haskumpa, good morning in our Walla Walla language.
Thank you so much.
In Eastern Oregon.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Language is at the center of things. Could you say it again for us, please?
We say Sheikh, that means good. Haskumpa, that means morning. And many people say Walla Walla, but our true name is Wallulapum.
Wallulapum, thank you so much for bringing us that. Language, of course, is fundamental, and it seems to be almost born of the earth and part of the earth. And it's our earth right here in Cascadia that we want to talk about today. The voice, First Nations people are increasingly raising their voices and increasingly being heard. And there are, and now we're making common calls with tribal leaders in Canada. A lot of action going on against against Kinder Morgan. Can you talk about some of the things that are going on right now, actions that are taking place all across Cascadia in defense of the land and and in order to stop the coal, the oil, all of this oil refineries on the Columbia, what are they thinking?
Well, I think they only think of greed and the constant extreme resource extraction of Mother Earth. And one of our dear friends, Deborah Whiteplume, has a wonderful program called Moccasins on the Ground over in Lakota Country. And it truly is, as Indigenous peoples across the globe, specifically here in the Northwest, we literally have our moccasins on the ground, because this time of year is a renewal time of year. It is time of prayer and sweat and gathering for the first foods of the Northwest. And when we set our traditional tables, as you saw at the beautiful First Salmon Feast of Sulalo, water is the first and foremost important resource we have. The beautiful Nichiwana, the Columbia River, is literally under attack. And we really have to join with our allies across Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and across the United States and Canada, because the government is continually approving and allowing some of these extreme resource extraction companies to overthrow traditional treaty rights. And I have been a staunch Obama supporter for his two campaigns, but I am terribly disappointed in some of his constant call on these big corporations and allowing them to continue to rape and pillage our lands.
It seems, too, that laws mean are meaningless now. The collusion between the government and corporate interests is now complete. And the government will, of course, sign off on anything that a corporation requests, and including overturning rules, legislation that our elected representatives have passed in our name.
Well, and you know, that's why we really, I think, we have strong leadership in the Northwest through the affiliated tribes of the Northwest Indians, which will be meeting in May at the Warm Springs Reservation, and through the National Congress of American Indians, which, you know, we need to stand strong. They're filing suit up at Swinomish on the railroad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's that combined effort with our allies through multiple organizations to kind of, you know, take the call, and we have to stand strong. And if that means legal actions, if that means continued educational actions and going to hearings and leafleting, that's what I think a lot of folks are now willing to do. I mean, Nestle's, how dare they? How dare they come into the Columbia Gorge and open arms by the mayor? I have to, you know, scratch my head and say, what are you thinking? You're not.
And this is land, too, that we're talking about that really doesn't belong to white people. This really belongs to First Nations, the people of the river, who've always, for generations, for far longer than anyone, any Europeans have been here, have fished and relied on fish for not just food, but spirit, as is brought home in the quote that we started the program off with. This is something that is difficult, I think, for Europeans to understand, and it's probably why, explains why they're so eager to exchange something of that is of great spiritual value for basically a handful of beans for nothing. Right now,
well,
too.
Part of the actions that we've had most recently is, of course, when the megaloids came through. You know, all around the tar sands issues, and then we have, Amber Energy, who is now Resource Capital, and hopefully that is shot down in the Northwest coal exports that happened at Boardman, standing on treaty rights to make that happen. Fishermen come together to make that strong stand. But we're looking, where we're located in Eastern Oregon, as you know, is, you know, right at the base of the Blue Mountains. But right through our home reservation is the railroad. So now we're looking at the issues with Pembina, again, tar sands affiliated, who want to create the export terminal right there in, you know, beautiful Portland.
And that of course, on April 7th, where we actually met at the planning and sustainability meeting, which many people left that meeting in a state of shock, and with a rekindled determination to stop this and stop the very notion of an oil refinery on the Columbia River. Are they mad?
Yes, that's really true. And it's again, when we talk at home, we had a, you know, prayer service just the other evening at my folks' home on the reservation. And, you know, it's, we've seen this so many times before, the greed of man, where they just pull out all stops. We saw it for the gold, you know, and we saw it when the wars happened with Hanford being right at our, within our ceded boundary line. We saw the destruction of the buffalo. And here we are again, when we know that the big companies, the billion-dollar boys clubs that they have, global partners, ARC Logistics, Tesoro Savage, Pembina, I mean, it just goes on and on. And now what's happening with Shell in the Arctic? I think I told you before, I have Yupik children from the village of Kwiflik and in the region of Bethel, Alaska. And we know that the fisheries are declining there and their way of life. And some of the villages, the remote villages, are needing to be moved because of what's happening with climate change.
And those, I think they believe that just moving a village is a matter of putting a house in a different place. Well, it's far different from that. We are pretty much out of time right now. If you'd like to just leave us with some thoughts before we go, we've got a couple seconds left.
Well, April 30th, Portland City Council, we all need to be there with moccasins on the ground and stand strong against Pembina. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're just absolutely honored to have you sharing your voice with listeners today. Our guest today, of course, has been Kathy Sampson-Cruzy, the Umatilla Nation. This has been Cascadia for Tuesday, April 21st, 2015. Janet Anderson engineered the show for us today. Thanks for that, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on a special 420 edition of Flashpoints, we feature an update on the current battle to make medical and recreational pot safe, legal, and easily available. We'll also feature a special report on the latest breakthroughs on the uses of CPD and other forms of pot for medical uses. We'll get a report on what